Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Beerable Dad Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Spring is in full effect finally here. After our last episode, we had snow, we have had sleet, we have had everything. It has been quite the interesting past few weeks for British Columbia area in Canada. I think we've had a little bit of everything. I think that's just something that you notice as you get older. As in being a dad, you notice the weather before as a kid. You had no clue. I'm happy it's kind of, weather's kind of gotten a lot better, for sure. And that brings me around to my topic. And like this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode this week, just because I gotta work and I haven't had time to prep. But summertime, we've been doing lots of stuff outside. So usually I have a couple of episodes like loaded away, but I haven't had the chance to this past little bit, just because we've had such busy weeks. Anyways, the topic of the day is like, and I don't really touch on it very often, and it's kind of been a big thing. Well, it has been a huge thing in everybody's lives in the last 3 years, and it's COVID kind of related. And it's like, my kids went to a fair the other day, and I thought about it, and yeah, they have been to other fairs, but this is probably the first time in, I don't even know how long, since they were like little, that they've been to a fair. And it was just nice to see them being able to get out and about and like go. We're starting to see a change, I feel, in COVID. And no matter what your view is on it, that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm happy with it. Whatever choice you make, just because I don't think it's anybody's choice to make other than your own. So yeah, no, it was nice to see the kids. Like, they went out and they were playing games and rides and so on. They got to go see their grandparents, which was really nice. And it's crazy that went this long without anything like that. Whereas for me as a kid, it was once a year. You were always at the carnival. You were always at the fair. There was always something happening for sure. And yeah, I always enjoyed it. And there's always like my son won two prizes. And yeah, we all, if you're my age, you know exactly how much it costs to win these prizes. It is definitely double the price of what it costs for these people to buy these prizes, because they're getting them at wholesale. They're probably paying 10 cents a freaking teddy bear. But I think it's just the fun of winning something cool. Like, my son won a Fortnite llama, and he was pretty excited about that. And then my little girl, she couldn't win anything, so she ended up getting my son to win her a Cuphead. If you know who Cuphead is, he's like, or Fortnite llama for that matter. Fortnite's huge. It's a video game. So is Cuphead. Cuphead has also came out with a TV show on Netflix for kids, which is quite well done, actually. So it's nice to see them out. And they get they're not so locked away anymore, and like restrictions are easing up, and people are able to just return to normal after these crazy past few years. And it's been hard on everybody, I think. Like, everybody's kind of like wants things to improve finally. So yeah, and then the next thing, and I've talked about it before, about people like, or your children being in sports and activities and stuff. So, and along with the COVID slowly easing up and stuff, my little girl finally got to go back to and have a dance recital. And if you want to see pure joy, honestly, like pure joy, you will go and watch a dance recital with little kids. It is probably one of the like most heartwarming things you will ever see. Yeah, it just, it touches your heart to see these kids up there and to see all the work that they put in. Like, my little girl goes once a week for, I think it's about an hour and a half, to learn her she does tap dancing and she does jazz dancing. And you know what? It's awesome to like to just to see them put on this performance. And it's like the one song was about 3 minutes long. And she remembered all the steps to it. And like, it's just really impressive. And it's so nice that they're able to like show people like what they have done. Because the previous years, she still did dance. But in the previous years, she wasn't able to like show anybody almost. Like she had to, like they did like a Zoom call almost and then danced. And I don't know. To me, it really was like, that's really crappy. Like you're not learning anything, I feel. And like that's no bad to the dance teacher or anything, but it's one of those things that like, how are you going to learn from it from somebody trying to teach you on a video call? I don't, as an 8-year-old, 7-year-old, some of these girls are like little girls are like 3, 4. Like how would you learn at that age? And the teacher's like, okay, tell mom and dad to leave now, and now I'm gonna talk with you. It's like, how do you control that? But it is super nice to see that things are easing up in my community at least, and that people are going back to the way things were. And yeah, you have there's a feeling of community again, I feel almost. Yeah, I'm super happy about this. And I'm just happy to see, like, my son's Taekwondo has finally opened up again also, which has been really shitty for him, to be honest, because it's something that he really enjoys doing. And, the last few years he hasn't been able to do it because of COVID and restrictions and stuff. So he is super excited to be able to go back. He has 2 more belts until he's a black belt. And if COVID didn't happen, he would have been a black belt. So, yeah, I'm super excited for him, too. But, yeah, that's just a little talk for today. Today, we're just going to review a generic beer. We're just going to review a Kokanee. It's nothing too crazy. But before we get on to that, we're going to go to the dad joke of the day. If you have a dad joke, by all means, like, send me your dad joke. I think they're great. I think they're, like, yeah, one of my favorite things that I do. Okay, what did the police officer say to his belly button? You're under a vest. And I'll give you one more just because it's a short one. What's the difference between a dad joke and a bad joke? The direction of the first letter. I love those. So anyways, yeah, like I said, we're going to have a Kokanee made in Creston, BC, which was fairly close to me. Yeah. So can presentation. Honestly, I think Kokanee has some of the best like product merchandise. Their cans are amazing. It has a nice picture of the mountains. Yeah, I love their merchandise. And I always have. I have probably 5 different Kokanee t-shirts. Like I have ones from like the 60s even. I have one where it's 2 hunters and there's like a Kokanee deer. And the hunters have like a big bottle opener. I think that one's great. I have one with a Sasquatch on it. If you didn't know, like, Kokanee even made a movie called The Movie Out There and it had Sasquatch in it and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, I love their merchandise. I can never say enough about their merchandise. Yeah. Anyways, we're gonna crack it open. We'll see what it tastes like. So, I already knew how I feel about this beer without having to crack it or open it or anything. I am not a fan of Kokanee beer. It is one of my least favorite beers, I would say. It's not undrinkable, but I, like many people I've spoken to, get a headache from it after like 3 or 4 beer. It's a light beer. There's honestly not much to it. It's a Kokanee. And if you like Kokanee, man, I am super happy for you. But it is not for me. Taste-wise, I'd give it like a 4. Drinkability, maybe a 5, I guess. Can presentation, 10 out of 10. That's one thing that they have going for them. Like I said, their merchandise is out of this world. Everything they do with their merchandise is, it always looks spectacular. If they could just figure out like the beer taste part, which I guess they kind of have. They have another beer called Kokanee Gold, which is quite well made. Tastes 10 times better. I would just wish they would just dump regular Kokanee and just go Kokanee Gold for all their beer. Like, if I don't know, I've seen like 24 packs of Kokanee on for $35. I'm not buying it. I just, yeah, unless it comes with like a shirt or something cool, I guess I'm paying $35 for the shirt and I'll give away the beer. But yeah, it is just, it's not for me. And like, I've said that about IPAs where like, I get like how some people might not like enjoy an IPA or something, but I can see why people like it. With Kokanee, I don't see why people like it. I'm sorry if you're a Kokanee fan. But yeah. I'll take another drink, but I'm going to... Yeah, that's about all we got. Yeah, it's fine. if you're into that sort of thing, I guess. But yeah. If you guys didn't know, like I say every time, I have an Instagram now. Beerable Dad. Be sure to go check it out. I follow a bunch of really cool people. There's the email, beerabledad@gmail.com. You can send me an email. Send me those dad jokes, please. Oh, if you send me some dad jokes, I would love that. What else can you reach out to me on? I believe through Anchor, which is the podcast that I'm hosted through, there's a way to leave me a message, too. I believe you just type in Beerable Dad on Anchor, it'll come up, and then it should say leave a message. I'm not sure how that works. You could always try that, though. If you have any comments or anything about the podcast, like, let me know. I'd love to hear everybody's like opinions. Like, and yes, they are like buttholes. Everybody's got one. But if you're listening to the podcast and you enjoy it, hey, I would really appreciate it. Also, if you're listening and you get a chance to, if you're on iTunes, rate, review. Please, it does help me out. It helps other people get to see me, because like the more reviews you get, the better traffic you get, and you get more attention, I guess, through iTunes at least. So yeah, have a great day. Have a great next few weeks until I talk to you guys again, and. Yeah, hopefully things start easing up and we can go back to normal, providing everything goes well with whatever is happening in the world. I don't like to touch on subjects like this because there are so many different beliefs on it. I'm just, and I don't say that one thing is better than the other. Whatever your view is your view. So for the Beerable Dad, stay beerable.